Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Fall had just started, and around here the weather becomes cool and breezy, and in my opinion, it's the best type of weather. It's definitely my favorite season, and last year it was no different. Around early October, I went out and bought some Halloween decorations before work one day, planning to set them up outside once I got home. Due to a coworker calling off, though, I had to stay late and didn't get out until 7. I drove home as quickly as I could and started getting to work. It was kind of dark out, but with my outdoor lights on, it wasn't too bad. I started with setting up the orange lights on my bushes, and as I did, some guy came around the side of my house. He startled me, just walking up without saying a word. I found it kinda rude, so I made sure to tell him off.
"Hey, you're on my property. Can you leave?"
The guy looked at me with a straight face and said,
"Sure thing,"
and started wandering down to the road. He looked 40, with short brown hair, and the way he was acting was almost like he was homeless or something. He had no care in the world and seemed to have no direction. I continued with setting up the lights, but I couldn't help but notice that the man never really left. He was on the other side of the road, wandering around, and several times I even caught him looking over at me. It was really creepy, and I ended up just going inside after finishing the lights. I had no idea who this guy was, or what he was doing by my house. I tried to tell myself it was just some harmless homeless man with no sense of boundaries, and went on with my night. I made dinner and went up to my room to watch some TV in bed. As I was upstairs, I heard something below me. It sounded like something slowly sliding on the ground. I paused the TV, but I couldn't hear it anymore. On any normal day, I probably wouldn't even check it out, but having seen that guy earlier, I just had a weird feeling. So I got up and walked downstairs. Strangely, I noticed right away that all the lights were off, which I could have sworn I didn't turn off yet. I walked a little further and into the hallway, flicking on the overhead light, then stopping to listen again. It was still quiet, however, there was a low ambient noise. It was wind howling through the rooms. I moved up to the back of the house, where I could now see the sliding back door was wide open. I felt my stomach tighten, knowing that's exactly what I heard from upstairs. Someone slowly opening the back door. At this point, I wasn't sure if I should just run out of the house or run back upstairs to get my phone. The answer is probably obvious now, but in the moment, it was hard to think straight. I wasn't even sure if someone had actually entered my home or not. I felt my adrenaline pumping as I called out,
"Hello? Who's there?"
I walked up to the door and looked outside quickly, not seeing anyone. I then turned back around, and somehow I managed to spot the faintest outline of a person standing in the other room, completely covered by darkness. I let out a literal gasp when I saw them, and by doing that, I think I unintentionally showed them that their cover was blown, because immediately after, he came running at me. I only saw him in the light for a fraction of a second before running out the door, but I was sure it was the same man I saw outside. As I ran through my backyard, I could hear his footsteps catching up behind me. I ran up to the closest house and started banging on the door, screaming for help. Luckily, they opened up somewhat quickly, and as I entered their home, the man stood in their front yard and just stared me down. We called the cops, but the guy had run off. It's pretty clear that while I was at work that day, the man had broken the lock on my door. Then, during the night, he tried to sneak inside my home. Had I not heard the door opening, or not noticed him hiding in the dark, who knows what he would have done that night. My family owns a huge plot of land full of trees, and on the edge of the property, they built a cabin. Compared to the main house, it feels a lot more closed off in the woods. This year, I took a trip up there around the end of October to see my parents and siblings. With the house being full, I volunteered to stay at the cabin for the few days I was there. This was the first day I arrived on the property. There wasn't a drivable road to get to the cabin, so I parked at the main house. All I had was a light backpack with my stuff, and I was only really planning on sleeping at the cabin, so I didn't bother making a trip there just to drop my bag off. Around 5, we had what I guess was a small party, as it was the first time in a while that all of us were together. We had some food and drinks, and shared updates on our lives. It was a good time, but it definitely wore out my energy after a few hours. I told them I was going to head out to the cabin for the night and get ready for bed, so I threw my backpack on and left through the back door. The trail to get there was very thin and was about a 10-minute walk. I hadn't even thought about the dark, though. There were no lights or anything along the trail, so I had to put on my phone light just to see where I was stepping. A little ways down, I randomly heard a stick snap behind me. I turned and looked at the path, but my phone light was awful and barely lit up anything. I figured it was nothing and kept walking. Only a couple seconds later, though, I heard it again. It was like as soon as I started walking, something behind me started walking too, like I was being followed.
"Who's out there?" "Alex, I know it's you. Not funny, bro,"
I called out, hoping it was just my brother being annoying. I knew if it was him, though, he would have been cracking up by now. I felt really uneasy as the suspense of not being able to see anything really started getting to me. I kept walking, moving faster now. I heard leaves crunch several times as I continued making my way to the cabin, though I didn't turn around, knowing I wouldn't see anything anyway. I hoped it was just my mind playing tricks on me. Maybe I drank a little too much. Whatever it was, I didn't want to be out in the woods any longer, so I hurried and finally made it to the cabin. I unlocked the door and got in, locking it behind me. After tossing my bag on the floor, I rubbed my face out of stress of whatever I just experienced. And just then, a subtle sound came from the other side of the door. It was someone turning the knob and trying to open it, and right after they figured out it was locked, they banged on it. Not just knocks, like full-on hitting the door. I almost fell over just from the jump scare of it. They kept banging on the door though, and with nothing else to do, I walked up and looked out the thin window on the side of the door to see who it was. When I did, I saw a man wearing a dark jacket and heavy boots that I'd never seen before in my life. I only looked for a moment before his eyes shot over at me. They were full of rage, and he immediately followed up by pounding on the window. Then, out of nowhere, a voice yelled from the woods. The man paused, then sprinted in the opposite direction. About 30 seconds later, I checked out the window and saw my brother Alex running up to the cabin. I guess he happened to see the guy come up behind me as I started walking to the cabin, and after asking my parents if they knew him, he immediately came running for me. To this day, we've never seen him again, and don't know what he was doing out in the woods on our property, or why he was stalking me. That night still scares the hell out of me to think about, though. It was finally fall, which for me meant camping season. The forests around here turn yellow and orange, and the air is crisp and clean, with a slight breeze. I really don't know why more people don't go outside around this time, but I'm not complaining about having the trails to myself. This year, I went on a familiar trail, with a campsite that was always empty. It was right in the middle of the forest, and usually, it wasn't all that special, but with the fall-colored trees, it was amazing. When I got there, I unpacked and went right away to gather some sticks for the campfire. It was around 4, so I had a good 3 hours before sunset. I was walking around the area, picking up the driest sticks I could find, and at one point I looked up and instantly froze. There was a man standing among the trees, maybe 30 feet from me. He was just watching me and had a creepy, dead stare. The man was fairly tall, with a flannel coat and jeans. I waved, but he just backed up and walked away. He seemed to just go off further into the forest, in a direction I'd never gone, but assumed was just more trees. I don't know what else he could have been doing out here, other than camping, so seeing him just walking around was kind of unsettling. I made sure to keep watch around the campsite for the next little while. With all the leaves blowing around, it was impossible to hear anything, so it didn't make for the most comfortable rest of the evening. Inevitably, though, the sun went down. I got the fire going, and what I was hoping to be a peaceful night became unsettling and creepy as the forest grew darker. At least I had the fire lighting up the area around me, and although I knew it was most likely that the man I saw wasn't up to anything, I still had a bad feeling about it. I couldn't help but constantly look in all directions, and sometimes feel like I could see a shadow of a person standing just outside of my camp, but it was almost pitch black, so I couldn't tell for sure. After an hour, the night got colder than I expected, so I moved inside my tent and bundled up in my sleeping bag. The campfire slowly fizzled out over the next 30 minutes, and I was able to calm down enough to fall asleep. I don't think I was asleep for long, though. I woke up very quickly, like my eyes just snapped open. I stayed laying down for a second, not sure if I'd woken up to something, or if I just happened to wake up. All I could hear were the leaves blowing into the side of my tent, and the trees calmly swaying around me. But then it was like my hearing just suddenly picked up on the very specific pattern of leaves crunching one after the other. Someone was walking around outside my tent. I sat up and felt the horror set in as I started to panic in my head. All I could think about was how vulnerable I was sitting inside this tent with no way to see what was going on or defend myself. So I did what I felt like was my only option. I quickly grabbed my bag, unzipped the tent, and ran out. When I did, I came face to face with a man. He was standing not even 5 feet from the opening of the tent, and I knew he was the same person from earlier by seeing his dead, empty stare. The most unsettling thing about it, though, is the guy didn't even flinch. He just stood there and stared at me before I turned and booked it into the woods. I didn't know where the hell I was going, but I knew I had to get out of there. Again, it was pitch black, and the wind, along with the crunching leaves under my feet, made it nearly impossible to hear, so I honestly can't say if he chased me or not. Something was definitely on my side that night, though, because I happened to stumble across a part of the trail that I recognized, even in the dark. From there, I followed it back to the road. I never went back for my tent, as I was absolutely terrified of that part of the forest now. Maybe I'm overreacting, but I really think that that man was going to take my life that night. It's just a gut feeling, I guess. Either way, I'll never be camping out in those woods again. This was in 2016. My parents had just moved to the West Coast, and I was on my way driving there to visit them. A lot of the way there is pretty empty, with only a few gas stations spread out down the long highway. At some point during my second night of driving, my check engine light came on in my car. I wasn't exactly surprised, because my car was old and not very reliable, but I wasn't really a car person either, and I had no clue what could be going on with it. I looked up where the next gas station was. It was another 30 miles away, but I really had no choice but to make it there. However, my car decided to make the choice for me instead, though, as the engine suddenly cut out, leaving me coasting along the side of the road until I eventually stopped. I tried everything I could to get it working again. I even got out and looked under the hood for any possible causes of the problem, but I saw nothing. Honestly, I thought this was just the final leg of my car. In the meantime, all I could do was find a way to get help. I pulled my phone out, and I immediately felt my stomach drop, as I had no service. I tried a few calls anyway, but obviously none of them went through. After 30 minutes of trying to find a solution, I realized I really only had one option, which was to hitchhike a ride. I'd never done it before, and I was kind of nervous, not really knowing what to expect. I always found it as a strange thing that I never thought I'd ever do. I stood out there on the side of the road and just waited. Every 15 or so minutes, a single car would pass by, but none of them stopped for me. This went on for hours. It was probably 2 or 3 a.m. before I saw the headlights of another car coming down the road. I stuck my thumb out, assuming it would pass by like all the rest, but to my surprise, they started pulling over. It was a black pickup truck, and I couldn't really see the driver until I walked around to the side of their car. He was a very skinny man with a long, thin face, and matched with his long black hair, it was a little unsettling.
"Need a lift?"
he said happily, with a big grin. Something really put me off about this guy, but honestly, I was tired, and this might be my only opportunity to get a ride, so I didn't pass it up. I hopped in the back seat. I felt like it would have been awkward if we didn't have some small talk, so I asked him what he was up to tonight.
"Just cruising on the highway,"
he responded, like it was a hobby of his or something. Which was kind of strange, since we were in the middle of nowhere. I was surprised he didn't ask me what I was up to, or why I needed a ride, but I tried to think of another question, just to keep the conversation going. The man interrupted my train of thought, though, when he looked at me for a few seconds in the mirror.
"You don't have any weapons on you, right? Just making sure I'm safe,"
he said, with again, that odd smile of his. I said no, thinking it was a strange question to bluntly ask, but maybe he really was just trying to watch out for himself. I don't know, but after that, I stopped talking. 10 more minutes went by, as I just stared out the window, before the man made a sudden turn off the highway and onto a dirt road. I immediately sat up and looked around, realizing this was definitely not right.
"Where are we going?"
He shot a quick look at me, then continued to drive without answering. I asked him again, more loudly, as the fear was building up.
Where are you taking me?
At this point, I knew that no matter what, the next time this car stops, I was going to bolt, so I got ready with my hand on the door. As he drove down this beaten dirt road, suddenly a small farmhouse appeared in the dim lights. Its front door was wide open, and the whole place looked like it was decaying and falling in on itself. Once we got up closer, he suddenly slammed on the brakes. I jolted forward into the seat, and the man instantly swung his door open and ran around to the side door. I swung mine open as well and sprinted out, heading right for the tree line. The man ran around the car and came running up behind me. But once we were in the woods, it was so dark that I could only hear his footsteps and could no longer see him, even though he was just 10 or 15 feet behind me. I took a sharp turn, getting behind a tree and holding my breath. His footsteps came right up past me and continued further into the woods. A whole minute passed before I heard his creepy voice call out for me. Over and over, he'd repeat the same lines in the same tone of voice.
Come on, let's go back. I'll give you a ride. I wasn't trying to scare you.
It was extremely disturbing. Even worse, I never heard his footsteps go back toward the car, so I had no idea where he was or if he was lurking in the dark somewhere nearby. I knew I had to leave though, so I started quietly walking in the direction of the main road, or at least what I thought was that direction. I really couldn't see anything. But once I was deeper in the woods, I pulled my phone out and turned the brightness on low. Somehow, I happened to have service now. I almost wanted to cry from the relief. I dialed 911 and had them track the call so they knew where I was. Thankfully, I made it back to the main road and met two officers there. By that time, the man and the car were somehow gone. I don't know how he managed to get out of there without being seen. As for the farmhouse, it was just what it looked like. Some old, abandoned place. Which makes it even stranger that the man knew exactly where it was and turned into it on purpose. I have no idea what he was going to do. I'm just glad I didn't have to find out. I was working a quick DoorDash shift on a Monday night. I got out of my day job at 7 and decided to make a few deliveries. It was a pretty regular, quiet night with nothing much to note. I delivered about 7 or 8 orders before I took my last one for the night. I drove it down to the house and dropped it off, then started heading back into town where my apartment was. It was around 10 o'clock now, and after that delivery, I was about 20 minutes out in the farmland that surrounds our town. A couple minutes into my drive back, I saw a figure standing in the middle of the road. I slowed down, and the man moved over a little bit, but not enough to be out of my way. Once I got closer, he looked right at me and stuck his thumb out. In my headlights, I could tell he was an older guy, like early 50s, and he had a large backpack over his shoulders. Since I was already slowing down, I figured I'd be helpful and ask if he needed a ride into the city, since I was heading that way anyways. He leaned on the windowsill and thanked me for stopping. His eyes looked heavy and exhausted, like he hadn't slept in days, but he seemed nice enough, so I agreed to give him a ride. What I wasn't expecting, though, was for him to immediately open the passenger door and sit in the seat right next to me. It didn't really matter, I guess, but I felt like it was usually common courtesy to get in the back seat. As he got situated, I looked past him at where he came from. It was a field of tall grass, just a huge farm or something.
You from around here? What brings you out to the farmlands?
He looked over at me.
Just making my way across the country to visit my family. Don't have a car, so I've been hitching rides.
I thought that was pretty interesting, so I asked more about where he was from, but he gave me very vague and uninterested answers. A couple times, I caught him looking into my back seat. Not just quick glances, though. Like, he was running his eyes through the whole back seat and looking for something. Something about this guy started to make me feel off. He wasn't talking much and was just acting really unusual.
"Is everything okay?"
I asked. I still had my eyes on the road, but he didn't say anything, so then I looked over at him. My eyes were drawn to his disturbing stare before I noticed the knife he had clenched in his right hand.
"Stop the car."
I didn't say a word and parked right in the middle of the road. I was terrified and just thought if I let him take whatever he wanted, then I'd get out unharmed. So that's exactly what I was going to do. As soon as the car was in park, I turned to open my door, but he quickly stopped me.
"Get in the back,"
he demanded, still clenching the knife. I froze up for a moment, realizing we were in the middle of empty fields, and that if I get in the back, I'll probably never have another chance to escape. He told me again, and that's also when I noticed his large backpack was slightly open by his feet, revealing a thick bundle of rope. I had no choice but to try my luck escaping now, before it was too late. I opened the door and jumped out of the car in one swift motion. The man tried jumping across the front seat to grab me, but I sprinted to the other side of the road and into the tall grass. I kept on running through the field until I felt like he couldn't find me. Then I stood still and waited. He yelled a few times from the road, but then it went quiet. All I could hear was the wind blowing the grass around. I stood still and motionless for a good 15 minutes before I slowly made my way back toward the road. I looked through the grass and could see my headlights still beaming onto the pavement and the driver door still open. The man was nowhere to be seen. After scoping it out for another minute, I sprinted up and grabbed my phone, then ran back into the grass and called 911. I didn't know if he was still hiding somewhere, waiting for me, so I didn't risk staying up there. Eventually, the police showed up, though. I couldn't believe the man didn't drive away in my car. He must have just grabbed his backpack and run off into the other field, or maybe even tried chasing me through the grass and just didn't find me. Either way, it clearly showed that his intentions were not to just rob me of my belongings, which makes the scenario 100 times more disturbing. I gave the police a description of the man, but there still haven't been any sightings.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.